Hello everyone, and welcome to our MMSIG meeting today. Let's start with our agenda. First, we have announcements, and I don't see anything in our notes. Are there any?
Felix, I
Yeah, hi
should have put
Laura.
something in notes and I can add it for who's taking notes, so don't feel like you have to get this down. I just wanted to share, and Vivian can chime in if I miss something or misconstrue something, that in the Cross app, also known as App Interaction SIG, we have been talking about in-app search help. And what we are proposing and we're going to take to POs is something very similar to the keyboard shortcuts that would be a component that could be added to any app that would outline sort of basic default search behaviors like what a keyword search is, what wildcards are, if things, how diacritics are treated. And so, if anyone's particularly interested in that, you can check out our most recent meeting, which was on Monday of this week. Yes, this is not a solution to the lack of consistency, but an attempt to help people deal with inconsistency and maybe sort of urge a little more consistency. You know, if we have to document inconsistencies, it might make us more inclined to be less inconsistent. And yes, better than Sarah's post-it notes. So, Vivian, did I miss anything? Vivian, if you are talking, I can't hear you, though it doesn't look like you're muted.
My headset was muted. Can you hear me now? Okay, excellent. No, you didn't leave anything out. I am currently looking for a link to put in the chat, either to the minutes or to a recording of the last meeting if people want to check that out.
Great, thank you both. Do you already know who would then maintain this documentation? So would it be the documentation SIG or would it be the SIG responsible for the app?
I believe it would fall on the POs, just like those keyboard shortcuts. So it would be up to the PO, and I'm assuming the POs would be consulting with SIGs to document and maintain it.
Right, because this would be in UI as opposed to documentation elsewhere.
So when we implemented the basic use of keyboard shortcuts. Then there was created you can a Jira, which all of the apps or POs simply could clone and then implement for your app. So that was pretty straightforward to do. Something similar, it sounds like we could do in this case.
All
I
right.
am, I'm sorry, I'm posting a link to the meeting notes of the meeting this week where this was discussed.
Thank you. Okay. So our next topic, it is, yeah, actually more than one topic, but it is all around bound with stuff that has been added mainly from Sarah or two-thirds from Sarah to our implementers list. And one of the topics is about having a way to explicitly express the sort order of bound with records. And As something similar was implemented by Ryan's development team, we thought it might be a good idea to first, give Ryan some time and the opportunity to show what he and his team has done implementing the reorder items. Functionality. There already has been a UAT where we could try it out using the APIs. So I'm very interested in what you are going to talk about, Ryan. Do you want to take over the screen share?
Sure. Yep. One moment. Okay. So thanks, Felix. Yeah, so thought, we had a chat going on the side and thought it might be helpful to, since kind of similar concepts that we'll be discussing around bound with, it'd be good to look at what we've done for item reorder, for Trillium. And I've been meaning to give you all an update on this anyway, so worked out great. So as Felix noted previously, there was a UAT for the API side of things. Which was implemented by Spitfire team, and Full of Jet team has picked up on that to introduce it into the UI here. So I think last I gave y'all an update, I was showing mockups. Now I'm showing you live testing in Snapshot. So I have this example here, ABA journal that has holdings that has six items under it. One new item to note here is this column on the left that says order. So the values here represent the order, the desired order of the items. So as you want them to display when reordering, that's what these values represent. And you can sort the column as you'd like. You can still use barcode and other columns as well if you'd like to sort by those. When you want to rearrange these and reorder the items, you would do actions and then move items within an instance. So we are leveraging the pre-existing move items within an instance to support this. So if you invoke that action, you see this changes. We now get the six dotted drag and drops icons. And then we also have the values under order are now editable text boxes. So if you want to quickly move from something, say the one that's currently number six, to move it to number one, you can click the drag and drop little icon, bring it to the top, let go, and you can see the numbers completely rearranged on the orders to represent the change we made. So number six became number one became number two, so on and so forth. When we're done, we can click stop. Go back to actions and choose stop items movement within an instance. Again, this is building off of the current functionality for this action. And at that point, it saves it, and we get back to our original normal instance view page, where your changes are here, and you can that's the values have been saved, and you can reorder it as you need to. Another note here. Oh, I see a question in the chat from Lynn. The checkboxes. So the checkboxes, so you have a few ways to do things. Checkboxes are if you want to move multiple at once. So if you say, oh, five and six, those got to move to the top. You can drag them. And they have gone now to one and two because I brought them up to the top. And everything was rearranged as you wanted. Again, same scenario, click stop if you're done here. And yeah, then the third option. So there's drag and drop, there's multiple drag and drop. And then I know this came up when I presented this a few months ago when we had the mock-ups, the question of, well, what if we have items that are on, spread across multiple pages? Because we have pagination that comes into play when you have more than 100 items under holdings. I mean, there are scenarios where there can be multiple hundreds, even over 1,000 under a single holdings. How can we support that? Initially, I said, well, you could leverage the API, and we got some feedback saying that might be useful for some people, but not everyone. It'd be nice if we could have something in the UI that could go across pages. And so that's where we implemented this, what you see here under order. When you go into the edit mode, these become editable values here. So you can manually go in and say, I want number six to be number one, and do the same thing, stop items within a movement, and then it saves it. And so that will support the scenario of having, say you have item number 200 that's on page two, but you really want it to be item number five. You can go to page two, change it to five, save your changes, and now you've been able to reorder items across different pages here. So this is where it's at now in the UI here. It's on snapshot. We're still finalizing a couple pieces of development around this just to kind of tighten things up, dot our I's, cross our T's. But I'm hoping to get a full UAT on the UI side out to you all very soon. Hopefully in the next week or two, I can have that out to you, as well as some additional documentation. I know Christine and Spitfire already put together some documentation on the API side, so I'm going to build off of that and get something into the wiki for the UI stuff here. That's where that's at. I hope that was a helpful preamble to talking about similar concepts for bound widths. I'm here if anyone has any questions, or you could throw it in the chat. That's about it. Any immediate questions or anything anyone wanted to see? Again, I'll get a full UAT out to the group very soon, so you can all get in here and try all sorts of crazy workflows.
There's one open question in chat from, oh no, oh yeah, from Natasha. There it is now.
Oh, I see that. Yep. So if you were to manually change them, you should see what we have here. So the behavior should appear the same, where if you move number six to number one using the manual editing of the cell, then the original number one would become number two, and everything else would move down the line, and the former number six would become number one, is what we would expect to. That would be the expected behavior there. And of course, once you all get testing and taking a look, if you notice anything odd, please, of course, point it out so we can take a closer look. I see Sarah's hand up.
Yeah, thanks. So just to follow up on that, so that I'm clear on that. So like if I add a new item to one of my serials and it becomes 1,024 number, and I go to that and I go, well, it really needs to be at the top, not at the bottom, and I make it number one and I stop the movement, then I will be popped to the top to number one with it, and then everything else cascades down so that the previous 1,023 is now 1,024, et cetera, right? Am I understanding
Yes.
correctly?
Yes.
Okay,
What you
thanks.
said makes sense to me. So yes. That would be the expected behavior. Awesome. Great. Well, so happy to see people seem excited about this in the chat and all that. So that's great. I'll stop sharing my screen. Of course, you all know how to find me if you have any follow-up questions. And again, I'll keep you all posted as I get that UAT ready for you all to dive in and try it for yourselves. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. Okay, I think from here we can continue back to Folio snapshot. And I will start reminding all of us how one can create a bond with relationships. So on Folio Snapshot, not e-testing, but the regular Folio Snapshot. When you filter for instances with a Swedish language, you will get a good exam good number of examples here. So we have three instances, and you can see they have a bound with icon, meaning that at least one of the items is a bound with. And you can see here this item displays here in red text and other titles, and if you then edit the item, you will have this bound with an analytics accordion where you can delete the bound with parts, and you can also create new bound with parts, and you then just enter the holdings HRID, click save and close, and save and close the item itself, and then the relationship and the bound with part records will be created. But currently there is no way to specify an explicit order of bound with parts. So that was why Julian from GBV fixed the current API so that at least they are now given back in the order they have been created. So for example, in this case, you would see this instance and at first and holdings, then that, and then lastly this one. But let's say you want to change it so that this part is number two and method is number three. You would need currently you would need to remove them, delete them, and create them new from scratch. So currently there's no way of changing that order. Right, the parent is always first. It would be, or it could be a possibility to use this feature that Ryan just demoed here as well, but we would first have to agree that that would make sense and that there is actually a use case. And second, we would have to, see if that is technically possible, because as you see currently there's no way of reordering. So the first thing I would be interested in is if there would be interest from people who are using bound with records to being able to reorder them. Yep, we have Laura and then Sarah.
So at Cornell, we're not using the bound with functionality in Folio yet, but I have great hope for doing so in the future. And I would love to be able to change the order because as we probably all know, well, I think it's really important for us to be able to have the bibliographic data appear to us in the same order that it is bound, and it can be really challenging to have to input it in a way to make sure you do that. So I think it would be great for us to be able to enforce an order and also to change that order if we need to.
Thanks. Sarah.
So definitely, I think there. I would be interested in having the order controllable. But two things. So I think that different than what we were just seeing Ryan demonstrate, I think it is crucial that the parent is always first, and so it would only apply to the children, right? The other items, and so it would be a little bit different. And also, I think when we are talking about this, we have to remember that you can also do bound with and analytics at the instance level. So whatever we implement for the items, I think we also have to do the same at the instance level and do both. And because I think that they also, depending on your front end, can have different functionality for display and general functionality. And so you wouldn't want, for example, your items, you carefully reordered your items, your children, but then on the instance level, you couldn't do it. And so it would be a different order. That, so the two have to kind of go hand in hand on both.
So let me pull up Folio again just for 1 second. So currently, that is in response to we should make sure that the first, so the original line here where the item resides is not, we cannot reorder or pull down. So we are already currently treating this special because you can see here this trash can. It's grayed out, so you can't remove that from this list. It will vanish as soon as you've deleted all the other bound with parts. So then the complete bound with will be removed. So at least the UI. At this point knows that this first row is special, so I think we could then treat the bound with the sort order differently for the first one compared to the N following lines. Let's see what is in chat. So let me bring up the ticket. So Maccabee from Lehigh created this ticket UX prod 5568 that is about storing the physical sort order for this record type. What I'd like to do us is I would add the notes from what people now expressed in chat or verbally to this ticket. And if you think you would like to use this sort order, I would ask you to vote for this ticket. If you don't see this add vote button, then I don't know, just contact me, then I can start this vote and you will see it here next to the watch icon. Oh, let me do it right away. So you could ch can just now add your vote here and we will then see it in our list of metadata management implemented topics if it contains the metadata management keyword. Let me see. Oh, here it is. Here's our label. Okay, then it will already show up and then it will be sorted by votes. Okay. So the next one is was number 11 in the implementer topics, and that was brought in from Sarah. I've added here some notes on how things are working right now, but Sarah, do you want to introduce us to this topic?
Sure, thanks. Well, we haven't completely set up all our bound widths after migration a couple years ago. We have started experimenting with doing so, and one of the things we have found that is really confusing for us is that you can't distinguish between the icon doesn't let you tell if it's an item being shared out or if it's an item being shared with it. And so when it can lead to confusing It's just really hard to work with them, and especially when you're setting them up, and you often feel gaslit, and you can't remember which one is what, and so forth. And so, what would be really great, and Charlotte and I met a while back at some point, and had also talked about it, is that if we could have two slightly different icons, one showing the icon that is the parent, I don't know, throwing the shadow, and the one being shadow. I don't know, or maybe using two different colors. It doesn't really matter to me what the icon looks like, as long as it's obvious and clear that, or distinguishable, right? Like, that it's easily recognizable, whether I'm on the parent or on the or I'm it's a child. It's the shared, I want, I'm not going to use child, sorry. It's the item being shared, or it's the item that is sharing itself. And to kind of get around this, sometimes we've come up with we've actually added tags to know which ones are which, and try to do it that way to keep ourselves sane. But it's just really, really confusing, both at the when you're looking at the inventory, that middle panel, but also in the third panel view of the item itself. So that both of them, that you could already tell in the middle view which ones have items that are not their own, so to speak, and so forth. I think I'm repeating myself, but I would find that super, super helpful, and then I won't have to have so many tags.
Okay, so would that mean that let's look at this example here, and it's only three instances, so it's we can handle it. So currently you will, as you mentioned, see the same icon here in the result list and also in the at the item here. Oh, that was the wrong holdings. So here. And when you are in the item record, you will also always see it here at the top that this item originally or it lives under this title and under this holdings. Even though I was starting, or if I were to start from this other title. So is the idea then to, let's say, we have it could be the same icon, different color, or different icon, but let's assume you would have here at the report you would have one icon and you would have the same icon here, but because the item is originally linked to this title, and at these other places here, the other instances, you would see like a grayed out icon, or I don't know, the icon could look different. So that would mean we would have to check if we have the data available to distinguish those records, right?
Yeah, and I see the problem when you say it that way. Like, also in this view, if you click back to method or method at or whatever that one, and then open the item, that obviously that item right now is the same item that is on the rep report, right? A report, and so why would it realize that here it should actually show a different icon than on when you're on the report one? But that's exactly why it is so confusing, right? Like, it's so hard to then figure out, especially when you don't actually have all of them up in the middle pane, and you don't even realize it, right? If you had only brought up method. And then you wouldn't know anything until you clicked in, and then suddenly you would be on this different title, and you're like, how did I just get here? What just happened? Right? Because it just is easily done that you end up somewhere you didn't expect to be. And I don't know, but it makes it, when you're setting these up, it makes it super, super confusing trying to get your things all linked up and making sense if you don't have some kind of cue.
Charlotte, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, so I'm thinking a little bit, should it be kind of a mouse over where if you have your mouse over on the icon and then you get the full list, or what is it you would like to see, Sarah? Is it in this view you want to see what you can see in your in the item record?
I guess I want the impossible, right? I want it to tell me that it's a child, it's an item that's being shared, and not the actual shape. Not that I realize it is the actual item, right? But in the context of the record that I'm seeing, the holding in the instance record, it is not. It is a shared with item, and not a shared. It's not itself. I don't know how else to say it, but it just.
Would it help if it was up at the title that you had this reverse icon display? And then you have, because it makes sense to have it when you list the item, because it is, you only have one item for the list of bound with. But if you had it up with the title, would that help you in understanding the context?
Yeah, and
maybe something Ryan can talk with Kimmy about if this is requires some really hard UX skills to solve.
Hey, Lynn, just go ahead.
So I think in this case it would be helpful to have some sort of have the analytics component we're bound with, which is at the very bottom of the instance screen, to maybe if bound with is enabled, that the relationship is populated when you create the bound with, so you can tell the system which one is the parent, and then that particular accordion, when there is a bound with relationship coded in the system, moves from the bottom to the top of the instance, so you know.
No, so, oh, so
But that's probably
sorry,
really
Lynn.
complicated.
No, sorry, Lynn. You are now conflating two different models. The instance relationship is linking instance to instance. The other model is one item linking to multiple holdings. So it's two very different things here. So,
Would it be possible, sorry, this is Autumn. In the instance view, when you have holdings and items, multiple items on one holdings, would it be possible to include in that view something like this item is also linked to this holdings and have a quick link over to that related holdings. Does that make sense? This is getting a little bit away from what other folks have suggested, but thinking about sort of all of the UI UX issues around working with bandwidths or analytics, there's a lot of clicking into item records to view those bandwidth relationships and the records to which they are linked. So I think some of the confusion that Sarah has been talking about is just having easy ways to keep track of what relationships are going in what direction. And then I wonder, since there is a difference between the instance bandwidth relationship component and the item bandwidth component, even in the item record view, if there is an bandwidth or analytics relationship, it would be nice to see that at the top of the item view and to again have that same relationship expressed. Like this item, I know it's kind of already present at the top there where we have that little flag and or the text in red, right? But if that could be spelled out even more specifically, like this item is also shared with holdings HRID on this instance title. Just pulling that out even a little more. I think window closures or record view closures are also part of the issue when you're moving these things around. So if I want to move an item or link an item to another instance, and I'm trying to recreate this in my mind when it happens. But somehow, in the process of adding a new linkage or editing a linkage, your parent record kind of disappears, and you have to go back and find it when you're done with the moving. Sorry, I'm going through my laundry list of analytics things. I also agree that it would be so helpful to have a visual cue of the type of relationship, because I know there's a difference between an item record's sort of home base holdings and the holdings that it is shared with, right? Because there's the holdings the item is attached to, and then there is the holdings that the item is shared with, and having those two distinct relationships made very clear from some kind of visual cue would also help with the confusion. Editing these things is truly quite a, you're juggling a lot of different windows. Okay, done.
Sarah, before you continue, can I respond to the first part of Autumn's message? So I think that goes back to the discussion we had a few weeks ago around the instance-centric inventory search results list. So when we are looking at this item, it is linked to multiple holdings, and to be able to have a way to, yeah, have a list of holdings that this thing is linked to. One thing we could do is have, I don't know, a way, a button or some other way, an action, where we could then switch to holdings re record result list and then display all the holdings that this item is part of. So in a way, like if I do a search on call number, because all those holdings share the same call number in this instance, I could do an item search for or a holding search for call number, and then I would get the exact same results as here, because that is currently the only way to get a list of instances that share the same item. There is no other search. Sarah and I were talking about it or writing about it before this meeting, so that is also a caveat right now. Yep.
I like that idea. Yeah.
Oops, and then inventory breaks. Sarah.
Yeah, so additionally, there is a odd thing that happens given I don't know, can I share my screen? It might be easier to show just briefly.
Sure.
Am I is everybody seeing my folio? Yes, with many little icons. So, but you'll notice Illinois Classical Studies right here does not have an icon. And the reason I think is because if you have many items and not all of them are shared in either direction, child or parent, then for whatever reason, that icon doesn't even appear out here. And one other thing that also, like when you have it here, and so that's nice, right? I can click on here. In a way, it would also be kind of nice to have some kind of indication at the holdings level that items within are shared, right? So because you can imagine other situations, especially as we're talking about search and display of holdings and items in different contexts, that it could be that at some point in time you're in this view without this, and you have no way to know that there are shared items within here in either direction, right? So again, just layering where all you know that there are shared items being shared. And just to keeps flipping me down. Sorry. So this one, it truly has to be that there are a mixture of shared and not shared, I believe, because I do have things where there is more than one item and both of them are shared, and then the little icony thing does appear. Was it this one that had it? No, that has a one. Anyways, I had definitely been able to bring one up. Maybe it's like this one. Nope. Sorry. I should have remembered better. Maybe it's, yeah, here's my two, right? So it did have, okay, studies. I have to scroll down again. I hope this gets fixed soon with the scrolling frame here. Studies. So it has an icon, and that is because both of them have it. And so it's not like there are two or three more and they're not. My guess is that then it would fall away. And going back to the other previous thing is that I'm not sure if this is one. No. So this truly is, if I go back up to here's my like for example App Studio and then go down. So here then we were experimenting, trying to like have it be clearer to ourselves. Are we on the parent? Are we on the child? Right? Having it built in. So then we did double work. And that's what it is. It is double work. You have to do the items, and then you have to do the edit instance and basically redo your work down here in this other way to indicate whether it's child. And so it's not that you do the items and then this happens. This is a set whole separate setup, and you can have this and not the items, or you can have both to help your. It was a way we were trying to keep our sanity. So, like I said, we've been doing a lot of experimenting, and having, I can see, right? It's supposed to be this little shadow. Maybe we could do it in reverse, right? It would be white with a black rim. But again, I get it. Like it is one in the same item. So how does the thing know that it's shared to or shared from? But shouldn't at least this instance know that its item is not its item? And shouldn't all right, let me see. Is this no, this is an item actual. So this is where my little tags come in, right? So if I do item shared, these are now all items shared. So shouldn't this instance know that that item is not its own? And shouldn't this holdings know that this item is not its own? So maybe at least, even if it can't be here, maybe it can be here, and maybe it can be here, and here, that we have the opposite icon. I'm just wondering out loud. I don't know about these things.
Yeah, we would have to look into that because when you link the item to a holdings, then there is a flag on the instance, but that is just a Boolean. So that is then set to true. So it does not know, it just knows, hey, I have a bound with icon item, but it does not know if the item is living at this instance or at another one. So we would have to do some investigation there. So coming back to the first, what you said, the missing icon, that to me seems like just an issue in your folio system because it should show up anyways, even if there are other items. And you can test it in folio snapshot, so it does the same thing. So maybe your service provider has to do a re-index of inventory. But Lynn is writing in chat that they also have issues with the icon showing up in the result list.
But that is instance to instance linking, and there's no icon for that type of linking.
Oh yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's for our bound widths. I just did a holding search for just our holding type of bound width, and there's no icon on the titles in the search results list at all whatsoever, which is really interesting.
But it's a different data model. So instance to instance linking, then you have an instance record for each part of what you have put into your bound width. It's a different data modeling of if you have one item linking to multiple holdings. And it has not been implemented an icon display for illustrating parent-child relations between bibliographic records. Do you see the difference?
Well, these are one. They only have one holdings record and
Yes.
one item record. So I would expect that the one item record would trigger the bound with icon to show up, but it's not.
No. You have two items and two holdings, I guess.
I mean, I can show you what it looks like.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful.
Okay, one second. So I just did a holding search, and we have ours with the holdings type of bound width. So this particular title is a bound width because we have our icon here, but nothing is showing up here, even though there's only one holdings record. And when I click on the icon, there's definitely two item or two holdings records.
Okay,
That looks like your index has been out of sync. So maybe you should first try to do a re-index or ask your hosting provider if they can do it. Yep. And typically that should fix the issue here.
I think I manually added our, nope, this is a migrated record. So, all right.
One thing I would like to better understand is why it is important to know if you are looking at the item. So why does the source really matter, Sarah?
So we often have confusion where people call you on the phone. It's some faculty member, and they have this thing, and you go, oh, okay, give me the barcode. And then you look up the barcode, and then they keep talking about one title, and you're really confused because, and it's really hard because, I get it, and I know to then start looking, but it can be a student at the cert desk. It can be somebody at 12 p.m. at night on the phone with somebody who doesn't deal with these things on a regular basis. It can just get, there's just a lot of confusion around how to explain these things and how to. I mean, I even experimented with having bogus items called intellectual item because I thought, oh, at least then people will say, if they're like on the public, our public facing thing, what's this weird, intellectual item? And then I told everybody, if anybody mentions that word, that's a bound with, that's an analytic, like that we have this cue. We need cues to flag for us, oh, this is a weird special case and it can get really confusing. So we have to be really careful about talking to the faculty member or the confused student on the phone or whoever who is giving us one set of information when and we don't feel like we're talking past each other and things just get out of hand quickly sometimes. It's just, I don't know, it's just hard. And when you're setting them up, it's also really hard because you're trying to figure out all the different ones. Sometimes we have there can be 20 different little pamphlets that got bound together at some point, and you're trying to figure out how to get them all together and all matched up, and then you keep losing track because Folio keeps jumping you to other things. And then you're like, well, wait a minute, where was I? And then your tabs all log you out. Like, it can just be really frustrating sometimes.
I hope that's not a provoking question, but would another icon really help in that case? Because it seems that already this bound with icon is something that get people confused. So, because we have the icon itself, that's a thin thread work. Okay, that's just a book, an icon we copied from somewhere. There's not no design work involved in that, but. The reason the icon is there is so that people have a clue. Oh, there is something going on with this with an item that is linked to this instance. That is why it is on the result list. So that even if you just see the search hit or record itself, oh, something is going on, and that is why it is also displayed next to the item record. So yeah. Just wondering if that really would help here. Because then if you are in the item, and I get it's confusing because it's also the full screen view of the item and not in a third pane where you have the context available. So you get out of the context, then you are in the item and you have to scroll down to the accordion. But I think a lot of the parts are already there, and maybe we just have to bring them better together.
So that leads to a little bit that I think it was my second thing. So let's say somebody gives me a barcode. I do a barcode search. The item opens, right? And they're talking about one title and giving me a barcode. And suddenly I punch in the barcode and I'm on this completely different title. And okay, it's great now that it says in red at the top and other titles. But again, there's no icon. So that icon is not repeated throughout everywhere, right? So here now, the indicator, the flag is in red and other titles at the top. So I'm looking for two different things. And then for me, I realized that normally blue is the hyperlink and not red. But then I'm like trying to click this thing, but it doesn't do anything, right? And to then have people know, oh, I have to scroll all the way to the bottom to see these supposed other titles. so that now I can figure out, oh, the person is really talking about this completely other thing, because that's what they think they have checked out. And I see it now, but now I'm at the bottom. And then if I go, you know, so it's just also very, very, again, there the help would at least be that there would be a quick way to get to the bottom that was more intuitive. You know, if maybe the same icon could be used, you know, we could repeat whatever icon we come up with here as well, and that then there would be a quick and easy way to get to the bottom to at least then go, okay, I am actually on the correct barcode item. Here's the title that this person keeps telling me about. That would be super helpful. I mean, it would at least be one step further helpful, let's put it that way. I mean, but these things are just confusing, period, right? Like, so any and all help, I think, is just needed for bandwidth and linked shared items.
Ryan, as you are still on the call, would it be possible to, I don't know, get some time and present the current solution and the issues we see with them to, for instance, Kimmy, get guidance from her on the UX side and maybe also UI side, but that is also related to the user experience, how things could be done. Because I think we have a lot of good ideas here, but I'm not sure if we are overlooking something.
Sure, that's fair. Yeah, I'd be happy to connect with Kimmy. I think, like you said, we covered a lot here. There may be some aspects I'll need to review or circle back to folks on to make sure I'm following correctly. But I think there's I think from what I've heard, there's opportunity for some large changes and also for some very small changes that could increase quality of life. So I think there's options here. And yeah, I'd be happy to review this and talk it out with Kimmy and kind of drum up some ideas of approaches we could take to help make this better.
Okay, then just let us know if you need anything from us, any more descriptions, and we will then wait until we hear back from you, right? Okay.
Okay, that sounds good.
Good, let me share my screen again. So I think we've at least touched on the third thing here, right, Sarah? That is about searching for the records. So I would say we use the remaining 1 minute for a council's update. Jennifer, are you still with us?
I am. I so let me I don't have it up anymore. There is a technical council that have a proposal that they decided to go ahead with on periods of support, essentially just support for the last flower release. You can view those notes in the link to the agenda. So Prada Council will be voting on that. Once, well, this week and maybe next week. Bella, there was no meeting and data import. We focused on Edifact. So if you're interested in any of PC's or DI's agendas, please have a look through them. And we are at 12, well, 12:30 here in the Eastern United States, and wherever you are at that half hour past something.
Yep, at least it is 30 minutes after 6 for Charlotte and me. So we can end the meeting now. Thanks all for attending and your good ideas on bound widths. And thanks, Ryan, for demoing the reorder of the item records. Yep, have a great week and see you all.
Thank you so much for listening to my passion project.
Thank you,
Bye.
everyone.
Bye.
Bye now.